This is a little thing we like to call...
Wait, what happened?
OMG, an 84-year-old woman sinks a 94-foot putt to win a new car.
Wait, what happened?
Take a listen.
Let's see what she's got. Tell you what, that's looking good. That's looking really good. Ah! Miss Mary Ann!
Oh! Oh, yeah. So this went down. Alabama men's basketball, they won 103-78 at Ole Miss. But the big winner at Oxford, 84-year-old Mary Ann Wakefield. She sank a 94-foot putt on the court during... like the break in action, she won a new 2020 Nissan Altima.
Wow.
At 84 years old, so you go, Marianne.
You said 94-foot putt. I'm trying to put that into perspective. I think a normal like building, like from wall to wall, ceiling like to floor, is like 10 feet is roughly a story.
Right.
So that's like 9 stories.
It's basically like she putt an entire basketball court.
It's
like
incredible.
The entire length of a basketball court, basically from one end to the other.
I always laugh because you know the people who put up the car, they're like, you know, you do these things, they're pretty impossible.
Right.
It's like, okay, a one out of whatever shot, and boom, Marianne gets
that. And of
course,
of all people.
Yes.
And Liv, didn't you almost make the little hockey puck in the little goal?
Yeah, so I did something like that where I was standing halfway on the ice of a hockey game, and I tried to like shoot the puck in, and I missed it by like an inch.
An inch matters.
It's true.
Not as cool as Marianne.
Well, shoplifters, they clogged a toilet to distract from stealing.
Wait, what happened?
A Florida woman, she literally clogged all the toilets at a Family Dollar, which we'll get to in a second, to distract the employees so she could rob the store. First of all, I don't understand people that rob like a dollar store. All the places you're going to try to take things from, a dollar store, the woman packed laundry bins with stolen items before going into the bathroom. When employees learned about the clogged toilets, she escaped using an emergency exit, but she had dumped a bunch of stuff in all the toilets, and so they started kind of overflowing, and people were like kind of running in there so she could try to like make her getaway. It actually doesn't sound that stupid.
I know. I was going to say, it's kind of a smart plan.
You don't want plumbing issues or major, but again, not that we would ever do, but if you were to steal from somewhere, where would you steal from? I know it would not be the dollar store.
Apple.
Honestly, yeah. If you could get away with it,
I'd probably steal from like Free People.
Just get
as much trendy clothes and accessories as possible.
Do you guys remember like when Abercrombie and Fitch was the hotness?
Oh yeah, still wear it.
We know.
We know your jeans are from there. Well, people would like put on layers and layers and layers, and that's why it was so like hiked up prices. But people like just so much theft there. I just never forget.
I had a friend that worked in retail like in high school, and she said you couldn't believe the amount of stuff that would go missing.
Yeah,
people just layered it on. The way they can like steal things. It's crazy.
It was crazy. Almost as crazy as this. This man set his hospital bed on fire to get the nurse's attention.
Wait, what happened?
Again, this went down in Florida. Shocking. This man set his bed on fire to get the attention of this nurse. He was angry because he thought the hospital staff was ignoring his request to bring him his clothes. So what does he do? He starts a fire and then his room starts filling with smoke. The nurse was able to finally put out the flames, and then the man tried to escape the hospital but was stopped by the hospital staff.
I want to know how. Like, what did he have on him that he tried to start this fire?
I think he had like matches.
Honestly, that doesn't surprise me. I feel like my grandpa always had like an old pack of matches from a restaurant.
Or like a lighter or something.
And lastly, here, this is going viral all over the place. This Wendy's worker was fired for bathing in a sink.
Wait, what happened?
So the now former Wendy's employee, this is in Michigan. He lost a job after he was filming, fooling around, and taking a bath in one of the restaurant's large kitchen sinks. He says it was just a joke and everyone needs to calm down and stop sending him death threats because he wasn't naked. He had his shorts on. What do you think of working in the restaurant industry, Chops?
That's obviously a food issue hazard. Like, you don't, like, that's where you clean food. You don't want your dirty body in there. Like,
so you think he should have been fired?
Yeah, we don't even know if he manscapes.
See, now the death threat. shots, maybe not the firing.
I know, that's intense.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know. Just please, like, bathe at home. That would be great. Has anyone taken a shower here or a bath?
Oh, I took a shower at work one time, but not here.
Okay. I feel like I saw Joe in the sink. I'm just kidding. He's not here to defend himself. All right, coming up, we're going to do Song of the Day. Songs to set your alarm clock to. It'll get you all waking up and ready for your week. It's coming up next.